learning the laws of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, laws dealing with the temple throughout the period of the 3 weeks. The Rebbe, in a number of talks, brought the Medrash, which is recorded in numerous Sifrei Midrashim, which states that the studying of the laws of the Beis HaMikdash, its structure and vessels, is viewed by Hashem as if one is building the actual temple. Meaning that during times of exile, when one is unable to help build the physical temple, one fulfills the eternal biblical command of Ha'asu L'Mikdash, of making a temple for Hashem, through studying the laws of the temple. And accordingly, the Rebbe instructed during this period, one should study chapter 40 in Sefer Yecheskel, as well as Maseches Midos and Hilchos Beis HaBechira of the Rambam. The Rebbe stated that studying these laws weakens the exile and hastens the redemption. In light of the above, we will review some of the halachis in chapter 1 of Hilchos Beis HaBechira of the Rambam, dealing with the temple. Chapter 1, Halacha 1 in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the mitzvah to build a temple. In Halacha 1, the Rambam states that it is a positive command in the Torah, listed as one of the 248 positive commands, mitzvahs esseh, to construct a house for God, which he writes is for the sake of two purposes. One, for the sake of offering sacrifices to Hashem, and two, for the sake of the Jewish people visiting 3 times a year to celebrate there by the Shalosh Regalim. This ruling, while sounding quite benign, is actually under controversy and is disputed by the Ramban. You see, the Ramban holds that the purpose of building the temple is to give God a dwelling place in this world, so he dwell within the temple, so his Shekhinah resides in one location on earth. The Rambam, however, as we just mentioned, made no mention of this. According to Maimonides' perspective, the purpose of the command of building the temple is to have one unique place where the Jewish people will worship God and visit him. In his talks, the Rebbe makes peace between these two opinions and explains that they're not really arguing, but just discussing different levels. The Rambam then continues and states that you should know that the Mishkan that was built in the times of Moshe was merely temporary. The reason behind this assertion of the Rambam is to explain that the command of building a temple is an eternal instruction and was not a one-time command that was fulfilled in desert times and is no longer applicable. But rather, the command of making me a temple is by every generation until the temple in Jerusalem is built. So explains the Mefarshim on the Rambam. Let's go on to Halacha 2. In Halacha 2, the Rambam gives us a history of the Mishkan and temple structure until the temple was built in Jerusalem. So basically, after the tabernacle, the Mishkan, was built in the desert, and we entered Eretz Yisrael, we had 4 more erectings or buildings of a temple until finally the temple was built in Jerusalem. The first stop was in Gilgal. After the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael, they erected the Mishkan of Moshe in Gilgal for 14 years. It stayed there throughout the time until they finally conquered and divided the land of Israel to all the tribes. From there, they came to Shiloh and built there a real temple of stone, meaning not the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was made of tapestries of skin. However, they did spread the curtains of the Mishkan over it to use as its roofing. So the first permanent structure of a temple was built in Shiloh 14 years after the conquest of the land. The sanctuary or temple stood in Shiloh for a total of 369 years, which is almost as long as the first and second temple individually. When Eli died, this temple in Shiloh was destroyed. After its destruction, they then came to Nov and built a mikdash in Nov. This temple lasted until Shmuel passed away. After it was destroyed, they then built a new temple in the city of Givon. The Rambam writes that the Mikdash in both Nov and Givon lasted for a total of 57 years, without going into detail into how many years it lasted in each city. After Givon, the final eternal structure was built in Jerusalem. Halacha 3. In Halacha 3, the Rambam states that the building of the Mikdash in Jerusalem was not just another stop in the temple building, actually made itself permanent in the sense that we can no longer build a temple in any other area, and furthermore, until that time, meaning till the temple was built in Jerusalem, it was permitted and a custom for individuals in any city or town to build an altar and offer sacrifices to God in their personal little temple. This was known as a bama or bamais. However, once the temple was built in Jerusalem, it became forbidden to build a temple for God and offer sacrifices in any other area. And from then on, the Mikdash for all generations is only in Jerusalem on Har HaMoriah.